Rami says, Tishbrecha Kril. You know, the crane has to spill out the whole thing. Rami says, some to hold it, there'll be a takola, that maybe he'll use it, he'll drink from it. So therefore, you have to spill out the whole thing. Well, Beisilla says, no. Tas says, Zilif, you don't have to spill it out all in one shot. You could use it slowly. Use it, Lazilif, you could use it for sprinkling on the floor. So, you see, according to Vesilil, we're not afraid, Mishum Takola, we're not afraid to say you have to get rid of it all at one shot. Omer Rabbi Yishmov Rabbi Yasi, Ani Achriya, I'll be Machriya, I'll say a middle case. Like I'll make a compromise here, and say like this. Babayis, Atas Zilif, in the house, you're allowed to make it into Zilif, you could spill it up, use it slowly. Uvasod Atishbech HaKel, but in the fields though, then you have to spill it all out. So Rashi says the Adamotulay Lagoy basically by the time you bring it back to your house, also Ludatakola. If the wine is in the house already, then you could use it, store it just to sprinkle it. But if it's out in the fields, you have to have a double waiting till you bring it to home, until you use it, then we're afraid Mishum Takola. Ikadiyami something like this. The Yoshan Tasazilif. If the wine is old already, that you could use it, says so, Gzuntait, go ahead and use it for Zilif. Don't have to throw it out. Uva chodesh, but if the wine is still fresh, then right now you can't use it for zilif. Tishbech hakel, then you have to throw it out that way. Omrula, they said back to him, ein hachros shlishis machras. This your middle way is not called a good compromise over here. So Rashi says it means tam atzmecho atoimer. You're saying your own reason over here. For like your divrei yechad mehem. You're not sounding like either one of them. Sheshneim lo yiskiru bayis v'soda. Neither of them said anything about a bayis v'soda. Hachra would be if one said one way, one said the other way. In your make, they would have said clearly that if Beis Hillel would have said the law applies both for bayis v'soda, and Beis Shammai would have said the same thing applies both for bayis v'soda, then you come and make a difference. But bayis you hold this way and v'soda you hold that way. That would have been a das hachra. But here, since Beis Shammai still did not mention a word about the bayis v'soda, your hachra is not called a new compromise, but rather it's called, that's the lashon of, ein hachra shlishis machras, but rather it's like you're saying your own halach over here. So it's like a third shita. Then the Mishnah says, but imam aloy atzil eshlecho, if he speaks out clearly and says, listen, I'm spilling out now my wine to save your honey, I'm doing it to save it, I will ask you to pay me, then of course he has to pay him. For the Gemara amai, Neimolei mishatani boch. Why can't he say, just say back, I was joking? Like the
in other words, he never really spoke out clearly and said, I'll pay you. The other one said, listen, I'll do this for you if you pay me. So let the other one later say, I was just joking with you, I never really meant it. That's lashon of mishatani boch. Like Miloi Tanya, didn't we learn? If somebody was breaking out of jail, he was running away. And there was a ferry in front of him, a boat ride in front of him, and he wanted to get on the boat ride to escape. So he told the driver, tell dinner, take this dinner, very rainy, and take me over, let me go over the sea, the other side, the other road of the river. All he has to pay, really, he doesn't have to pay the dinner, he only has to pay the regular fare, that's all. Even though at the beginning he said, listen, I'll give you a dinner, he doesn't really have to pay. Omale, he has a right to say, Alma, we see. Omale has a right to say, Meshatani, but I was just joking with you. I never really meant to be Mechayiv myself to pay you the dinner. I only meant to say, I'll pay you the fare, that's all. So here also, why don't we say that the owner has a right to say, the owner of the honey has the right to say, I never really meant to say, I'll pay you. Samura says, so, why can here also the owner of the honey say back, I was just joking with you? Samura says, no, there's a big difference. I'll tell you, the case of Al Mishnah is only Doima, to this case of by a ferry, to the case of the Seifa, the end. What? Let's say this person said, tell dinner ze bischorcha. Here, take your dinner for your pay. Veviruni, and take me over the river here. So then the locher is noiseless kor mishalim. In such a case, since like you have to pay a complete amount. You have to pay him the whole amount of the ride. Why? In my mashmi, even though the rice was the ferry here, the cost is more than a dinner. Still, you have to pay the whole thing kor mishalim. So Mor says, Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa, Omar Omer Bachomo, Betsayet Hashilu Dogam in Ayom. We're talking about the Seifa, that the owner of this boat was a fisherman that was fishing right now. The Yomale, and the fisherman has a right to say to this person, Avsaratuni Kavri Bezuza, listen, you made me lose out. The fact that I stopped fishing and I took you over the river, I lost out from catching fish. Says, so since it's Nika, my loss, here for sure you have to pay me the regular pay that I would charge to take you over. So Pshana Mishnah also the same thing. Since here you're losing out your wine, we see clearly you're losing out your wine, so when you speak out to the other person, I'm only going to do it. If you're going to pay me, for sure here when the person like nodded his head, or like, you know, said okay, for sure he meant it, and there we can't say it was just joking around, since the other person had a loss about it, therefore for sure he has to pay. Then the Mishnah says two cases in the Mishnah. The second case is Shotav Nor Chamoroi VeChamor Chaveroi Shelo Yofamona. So the same halach again. If the river was taken away, the two donkeys, yours and your friends, and you wanted to save your friends for yours, so the same halacha. The Gemara says that Tzricha, I need both cases. Di Yashmin and Kamaisav, I don't hear the first case by the barrel of wine. Hosamu Dechi Pirish, maybe there, when you speak out and say, I'll break it. Almanas, that you'll pay me back for it. Yoiv Le De Mekulei, then the owner of the honey has to pay you back the value of your wine. Mishum De Biodayim Koposit, because over there you're breaking your barrel of wine with your hands. So since you're breaking your wine to save the other one's honey, then the other person has to pay you back. Aval Hocha, but on the safe over here by the two donkeys. The Memela, here they're drowning. So you're not killing your Chamor for the other ones. It's only a question, which one are you going to save? But yours is dying, Memela, by itself. Name, maybe here I would have said, Ein lo yelo scharoi. Even in a case where you speak out clearly, I'll only do it if you pay me for my Chamor, maybe he doesn't have to pay you for the Chamor, he only has to pay you for the schar, for the pay of the work that you're doing. So that's why I need the Chiddush of the Seifa. Now, let us just say the Seifa. No, the Yashmin and Seifa would have just said the Seifa also. Hochuhu dibidistoma, Ein lo. I would have thought the Seyoni in the Seifa, but the Chamor, if you don't speak out, that's why you don't get to pay for your Chamor, only the pay of your work, because dibidistoma Ein lo yelischaroi mishum de memela, because your Chamor died by itself, you didn't kill it. Abul Hassan, but in the Rasha, to be a dayim, where you went yourself to break the barrel of wine, where it was done, be a dayim. Eimo afilu b'stama yoivlei, maybe in the Rasha, since you went to break your barrel of wine, even if you don't speak it out, still you have to pay the whole thing, yoivlei de mekula tzricha. That's why I need both cases. Nothing more so like this. Boi minei ravkana mirav. Rav Kana asked the Shalaf and Rav, what's going to be Yorad Lahatzil? You went down to save your friend's donkey. Again, you spoke out to your friend, listen, I'll save yours if you pay me back for mine. And the guy said, okay. And what happened was, you went down to save your friends, and you didn't try to save your own. But V'ola Shalom Me'elov, your donkey swam out by itself and was saved. Mahu, does your friend not still have to pay you the money for your donkey or not? In other words, one svar is that Lamaisi, you didn't go to save it, so it's come out called like it was lost already, so it's called the other person has a chiyuv to pay you back. And now that yours became free, there's like a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Mi Amrina, do we say, Mi Korat the Afkarei Kovad Damit? It was called like Hefker, therefore he is Machayev to pay you. And that's where the Gemara comes out. Or Malay said back to him, yes, Mishmaya Rechim Yolei, if they had Rachmonas on you, Minashmayim, and therefore the person still has to pay you the money. The Gemara says, Gihor de Rav Safra, similar case like this was about happened to Rav Safra. Hevi Ka'ozo Bishayot, he was going on a caravan. Levino Ahu Ari, what happened was there was a lion following this caravan. So Mel, in order to protect himself, called Lila every night, Koshod Le Chamro, the Chad Benad used to give the lion one donkey to eat. Everybody gave up one donkey each night. For Kochon and the Chamor and the lion ate it up. Kimot is Zimna de Rav Safra, when it came Rav Safra's time to take watch at night, so Shoda Lechamri, Rav Safra also gave him his donkey. But for Yochle, the Yari did not eat it. So what happened was, Kodem Rav Safra was Zochabe. Rav Safra ran fast and was Zoch like Minahefker, he took it back. So you see, like Minah Shemayim, that his was saved, so he has the right to keep it. The other ones can't say, we have to share it. Omale Ravachim Adiftel Ravina though, Lomale Lemiskabe. How come Rav Kana, Rav Safra had to be Zecher in it? Why do you have to make a new Kinyan in it for? Ni Dichi Afkare. Adai Tadai Afkare. The Ari Afkare. When he was first Mafkarit, he only was Mafkarit if the lion will eat it up. But Adaita the Kuli Yamalai Afkarei, he wasn't Stam Mafkrit for anybody. He was only Mafkrit if this lion will eat it. And now that the lion did not eat it, it's like a Hefkar, it's automatically his. So why did he have to go now and be Zercher in it? So Malay Rav Safra, Larav Chedemil Sudi Yavid. And Echlam Rav Chatzri, Rav Safra only did this, Stam Larav Chedemil Sudi. Like Rashi says, Shaloy Ye Iru Bedov, and nobody should come and argue against him. But really, he didn't have to do this. But I call upon him, there's also a case of Mineshemayim Rachamalei. Now the Gemara says, Boy Minei Rav Merebi. Rav Eskashala from Rebbe. Yorad Lahatzel. Let's say you went down to save your friend's Chamor. For Loy Hitzel, and you were not Zoycha to save it. Your Chamor drowned, and your friend's Chamor also drowned. Mahu, does the other person still have to pay you for your Chamor or not? Omar Loisi said back to him, Vizu Shila, is this a Shaila at all? Ain lo yelas charei pshit, he only gets the payment for his work. You don't get the payment for your donkey because lemais you did not save the other one's donkey. Like he would only pay you if you saved his donkey. But now that you did not save his donkey, pshit, you don't have to. He doesn't have to pay you. Eisfes, and where's the question? Is that true? Eisfes, the cash on you. It says aloch or asoich or esapoil. If you hire a workman, lohavi kruv, to bring you a cabbage. The domuskin, or those other type of vegetables. Luchayla, I hired you to bring it to a sick person. Volach, and you went. Umotza shemesh, you found the person that died already. Oishivri, or else the person became healed up already. He did not need this food anymore. So lochur is noisless chor mashalim. You have to pay him the complete price that you made up. So you see, even though at the end you did not do it, still you get your payment for it. See, here also you should get your full payment that you made up. So Amalei, he answered back, me dummy, what's one to do with the other? There we did what we were supposed to, but here you didn't save the chamor, you didn't do what you're supposed to, therefore you don't get your full pay.
You were holding the Avkuf Tez Zayin on my base. Just last Gemara again, and on an Aleph was, last Shal was, I say over again was, Boy Minei Rav Merebi. Yorad Lahatz of Loy Hitzel. Let's say he went down to save the other one's Chamor, but he didn't save it Mao. All Mao Lois, he answered back, Vizu Shila, this any question? Like if he didn't save it, of course he doesn't get his own Chamor, the value of it back. Ein Loy Elishara, Pshit, he only gets paid for the work that he did, but he does not receive his own Chamor back. Eisvay have a kash on this. It says, Asoy Chores Apoyol. If you